In 2017, a crack NAMSOF unit formed a supergroup to create the most immersive Vietnam experience. These men promptly escaped from the normal pickup gameplay to the Milsim Underground. Today, still wanted by the community, they survive as producers of fortune. If you have interest, if no one else does it right, and if you can come correct, maybe you can join the Bay Team.
What's up, everybody? This is Bay Podcast, episode 29. I'm Liam. With me on the phone, I have Jim Lennon. Say what's up, Jim.
Hey, everybody.
And also on the phone, Mr. Sullyman, Joe Sullivan himself.
Oh, hello, everyone.
All right, so this should be a short and sweet podcast. We are going to talk about a few things. Let's start with talking about FIT training, FARB infantry training. We had it at the Old Bethpage Village Restoration on Long Island in New York. It was an overnighter, the first overnighter we did of the FARB infantry training, and I think it was an awesome time. Great way to start the Vietnam era reenacting / airsoft season. What do you boys think, starting with Jim?
I thought it was fantastic. I think it went really well. It was very organized. Guys seemed to get right into it. Everybody pitched in, helping set everything up. Everybody seemed to they enjoyed. See, everybody, I saw smiles, and I asked guys, you know, hey, what are you thinking? And you know, they were like, this is great, this is great. So, I think all around, you really pulled off a successful event.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I have to complain about truly was that it was a little chilly.
In April. You know,
Yeah, maybe I think next year we'll do it in May.
We were warm.
We almost got a little too warm, Joe.
You guys were baking bread in that tent.
Yeah.
There's a stove cranking.
Oh, yeah.
So you had set it on fire.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so hot, yeah. We had simulated jet.
Yeah. But, I mean, Joe, what do you think, man? It took us a while to get there with all the Friday traffic, but when we finally got there, it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. I mean, just the traffic was what killed us.
Yeah.
Welcome to our hell.
Yeah, no, it's just the showing up.
Yeah, Liam, you're a Queens guy, though. That's not a surprise to you.
No. I mean, I grew up in Manila. It's like traffic central over there.
Yeah.
But like Jim said, I think there were smiles all across the board. Everyone had a great time. I think a lot of the new guys, like, I think they got it, like, they saw the tip of the iceberg, and they're ready for more. Old guys, they knew what to expect, and they're just getting ready for the season.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And even for new guys, the older guys that, you know, have done, you know, how many times you've done it before? 3 or 4 times?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think they, you know, a different setting, I think, was refreshing for them.
Oh, you absolutely,
know, I can't, man. I get that myself, but, you know.
And, you know, with the museum support and the Lila support and the village support, like, it's such a great setting with, like, you know, we have all the facilities and then we had access to some of the vehicles. So it really added to it. It's something that, like you were saying, the older guys, they haven't experienced yet, you know?
Right.
So I thought it was cool. Definitely worth the $35 admission because it came with a t-shirt and overnight and included meals.
So, and then everybody that wanted one got a ride in the V-100, you know?
Yeah.
That's worth the price of admission alone.
Exactly.
Some guys got the rides and they drive the V-100s.
Some of us.
Yeah, some of us. I wanted to.
Yeah.
Next time.
I also got my ass handed to me for that, though, but that's all right.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You get that on these big jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah, so next year we'll be doing it again, same format. I think as long as we don't burn any bridges, the same fort, you know, same place.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't burn any houses.
Yeah, don't burn any tents or houses down.
Yeah, don't poop in houses.
Yeah.
Important safety tip.
The phantom shitter.
No, the designated latrines.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There are poop spots. If you don't know, ask.
Yeah, but I mean, even, like, if anyone's listening and they're interested to see how it went, I'll link the Google Drive of all the photos that Earl from pixel journalism came, and he took tons of pictures. He's been to a few of our events taking pictures like Steel Cog and the World War II stuff. These pictures are really good, I felt, and we'll be using them, you know, going forward for marketing and stuff. We have a lot of pictures of like guys drinking water and marching and stuff, which like always need to remind people to hydrate before events. So like we had a lot of good media for that. So thanks again to Earl from Pixel Journalism.
Yeah, I saw him. I remember seeing him at Steel Cog.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, he's talking about coming to Oregon Trail, but I mean, this is like even the photographers got to dress the part. You know, you can't just show up with whatever. Yeah. Even if your camera is brand new, you need to look the part. So, like, we were talking to him, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm interested. I just got to like get gear." So we'll see how that goes. All right, so let's move on to the reminder for Snake Beater. Ticket prices as of this podcast were supposed to go up, but I kind of gave people an extra week or two. So if you're thinking about going, you can still save money. It's $75 for two nights if you go up Friday. So it's technically a Saturday to Sunday event, but we'll have a Friday night bonus event. It's up at Albany Paintball Experience June 12th to the 13th. I was planning and working on it this week and talking to the faction leadership. They are ready to like get their sides organized. I'll be honest with you guys, it's probably not going to be as big as I anticipated, so I have to adjust like the unit structure and that kind of thing. But I mean, even if it's a 30 on 30, 40 on 40 event, that's still pretty good and should be pretty fun. We have a lot of role players. We have like almost 20 role players. I know Jim and Joe are in that group, and you see like a lot of guys talking about like all their impressions, and they're getting ready to like play a character in this stupid game.
But it's fun.
But it's good. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. A lot of characters, a lot of role playing, a lot of like interaction. I know a few people have messaged me, and they're asking me like details about the event, which I don't want to give away too much. But I've been telling them, like, yeah, like they're looking for something different. I was like, yeah, this is not going to be like a pickup game or a force on force. So you're going to have to, like, deal with the op four and, you know, win them over or bribe them or just kill them, like, depending on what, you know, what you want to do or what your commander wants to do.
I thought it was pretty cool last one with Steel Cog that, you know, their decisions impacted their units, you know, and that was,
yes.
Make good decisions and you get good things. Make bad decisions, you get whacked.
Yep. Yeah, and that's going to be even like tenfold for this because we have 20 more guys doing it, you know? So yeah. It won't just be like us as the Crystal Cats, like messing with everybody. It'll be like, you know,
meow, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, once again, Snake Beater, June 12th to the 13th at Albany Paintball Experience in New York. Definitely sign up for that. Prices are going to go up. Jim and I were working on getting patches made. We're only going to make a certain amount, so if they're going to be a first-come, first-serve as you register. So let's say we have 80 people go, and we only make 60 patches, 20 of the late people are not getting a patch. So
get your answers registered.
Yeah. If you're going, register as early as possible, which is now. Okay, so Hobo Woods was not – it's not a Bay event. It's technically – a quote-unquote East Coast Nomsoft event, a.k.a. a Liam event. We did that at GZA May 15th. That was this past Saturday. Really fun event for what it was. I really wanted to make it as, you know, basic as possible to kind of, like, make it welcoming for all walks of, like, the Vietnam Airsoft community. So, like, we had guys from, like, all the different events, guys who haven't gone to any events and just had Vietnam kit. Some kids were just regulars at GZA. But overall, I think everyone had a great time. They're like, I think everyone left having a good time, Joe, right? We didn't really lose anybody either during the day.
No, I think we lost like two guys, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, everyone pretty much lasted, though, to the end. The Pavin were outnumbered, I think, 2-1, and they still, like, did pretty good. But yeah, tried to make it like a no frills, just come out, have fun shooting your weapons, but still at the same time more than a pickup play where it's like, all right guys, I took all your money. Now go out and have fun. I'm not going to do anything else. My job's done. You know. I keep on saying, you know, like Ferrucci.
You know?
I know. I counted. Ferrucci said, you know, 68 times one podcast.
Well, it's good to see you holding up his tradition.
Yeah, I know, right? You know? You know.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I think the next podcast he's on, I'm going to hold a contest where the listeners got to count how many you knows he says, the winner gets like a prize. What do you guys think?
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. You know, I think that sounds like a good idea.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. You want audience participation, you know?
You know, I know.
It's all about participation, you know?
I know.
You know?
So all right, quickly back to Hobo Woods. Yeah, I'll be doing it again next year, possibly in the fall after the madness of the summer events, you know, with the
this year you said next year, you know.
Well, I next year to 2022, but I also may do the fall before next year, you know. So fall 2021, you know, we'll maybe possibly do, you know, a Vietnam event, you know. Okay. I hate you, Joe. Okay. Next. Oh my God. All right. Next.
You gotta keep that in there now, you know?
You know, I know.
Yeah.
No, because I think we already lost half the loser base. Like the five guys that are listening to this podcast probably already cut it off.
We're down to 2.5.
Yeah. It's probably gonna be Ferrucci raging out.
Yeah, you know.
With us goofing on him. All right. All right, Oregon Trail. Not much to say because we're going to save it for the big episode in July, which is, you know, the Come Correct 2-Hour Special. But just real quick, Oregon Trail is August 11th to the 15th at Tulcon, Massachusetts. I say the 11th because it's the Wednesday. A lot of guys are going up Wednesday. And we'll touch base on why I'm using those dates later on in the discussion. But both Jim and Joe went to Fit Training. We fed a lot of the guys. Well, we fed everybody. We all learned that's like one large logistic that we need guys to register so we know who's coming. Jim has probably done this before with like the other larger World War II reenactments where like you got to know who's coming.
Yeah, you know, it's a pain in the sack, you know?
Yeah, I know. So we really need guys to, you know, register. But we plan to feed, you know, a meal a day at Oregon Trail starting Thursday. So that's four meals included in your, ticket.
Yeah. And you know, it's a pain in the balls organizing all that, making sure you get food for everybody so the guys register so we know who to feed, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like it's like a never winning game. Like either you have too much and you have tons of leftovers and everything goes bad and needs to be thrown out.
Right.
Or, you know, like you don't have enough.
Right.
And then guys are complaining. So,
well, you gotta make a glizzy run in the middle of dinner.
Yeah,
and I mean, if you don't feed those guys, I mean, they might die, you know?
Yeah.
But you know what the thing is? You know, like, it's always the guy who signs up last that will complain.
Of course.
Yeah, the guy who signs up the week of will complain that there wasn't enough food.
Yeah, listen, you got nothing to fucking complain about if you don't register early. Then bring yourself a fucking Oscar Mayer Lunchable because you ain't eating.
Oh, man. All right,
that's my Lunchable because I've seen it. So,
oh yeah, I'm sure I've seen it too.
Yeah.
In fact, I've brought a Lunchable to not to Vietnam events, but to like just airsoft events. Like fuck it, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so let's remind guys to come correct. Now is the time. Like people are really scrambling around, finding and buying gear. You can use our buyer's guide. That should help you out. And you know, reference our requirements on the website. I'll link them, you know, on this episode just so everyone knows to go to those pages. But I mean, you know, like by now, you know, like, you should have your uniform ready to go, you know?
Everybody stop saying, you know.
All right, no more you knows. Okay, no more you knows. Okay. So, yeah, really.
I'm trotting.
But seriously, like, come correct and make sure you have all your gear straight. We're going to remind you every single episode on the podcast. Every time we do something, we will be reminding you.
Yeah. This way, you know what to come with.
Yes. Yes.
Reminding you of what, Liam?
To come correct.
Come correct.
To Operation Oregon Trail.
It's just Oregon Trail, Operation Don Sin 22-6.
Yeah, that one.
Yes, that one. All right. Another logistic is tents and hooch materials that we've been buying. We need to know who's going, how many people are going, because like Joe and I were doing the tents counts yesterday, and we're close to what we expect is max with fitting everyone comfortably. So knowing who's going and what unit you're going to be in and that kind of thing helps us out. It's like we're beating a dead horse here, guys. But you registered now, like this week, you're doing us a huge favor, and we will be forever grateful.
Right.
If you registered, you know, that was not a scripted, you know.
That was a spontaneous, you know.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Yeah. You know, like, you knows are dead now. We ruined it.
Yep. Oh, it's dead. I mean, what do we do best? Beat a dead horse.
Yes. So we're beating a dead horse as we're beating a dead horse.
Yes. Register now. Register. You register now, it's better. You don't register now.
Register now,
better.
Yeah. Like, I know, I get it, like, guys like to wait after events. So, like, they may wait for, like, the Liberty Canyon Indian Country weekends and then register. But, like, and I get that. I understand it. But that's, like, 2 weeks away at that point, you know? Oh, fuck, I can't help but not say it anymore. Like I ruined myself. You know?
You know,
take a lot of takes.
You know as you can have, but a clean podcast.
No, you can't do it. Can't do it. Can't fucking do it. Alright, so let's talk about arrival time. So staff's been talking about showing up Tuesday, and Tuesday is strictly a build day for the field. Some guys are talking about going up Monday, which will also be, field building improvement day. If people show up Tuesday, I would say they should expect to, like, help dig up the road or improve trenches.
People showing up Tuesday and putting your ass to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't show up with your hands in your pockets.
And you know, don't get me wrong, it'll be immersive. Like, we'll have everyone in uniforms. We'll have the base already, like, pretty much set up. Wednesday, though, like, I want the base fully operational Wednesday by noon. You know, I think that's doable.
Absolutely. We'll make it happen, Captain.
Yeah, yeah. Thursday, we're doing the Christmas party both sides are invited to the Christmas party. So guys, like, if you really want like an immersive bonus thing and we're feeding people, Thursday is the day to arrive if you haven't already arrived yet. So like we'll probably even have patrols by then. Patrols will be happening on Thursday. We may even get bored and send out patrols on Wednesday. So, guys, like, show up as early as you can. Take off the time now. You should already have the time off. I already have the time off. Joe already has the time off. Jim,
I got the time off.
Jim definitely has the time off. So, get the time off now. Mike says it all the time. Get the time off now and come up as early as possible.
Get the full experience.
Yes.
So, you get to do this every day, so, you know, enjoy it. Make it a special trip.
Exactly. It's like a vacation.
As in Disney World.
It might be more fun than Disney World at this point in my life. Okay, so guys who are now showing up Friday, The latest you should be showing up is noon o'clock. If you are showing up at noon, you are late.
Yeah.
Like, everything is already going to be in full swing. We're going to have training sessions for both sides. We're providing lunch for both sides around noon. We have the rules briefing for both sides, faction briefings, staff meetings, all of this stuff going on Friday. Like, Friday is starting, like, imagine you're going to a regular event where, like, the open play starts at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning and you're showing up at 8. That's what you're doing on Friday for this event. You should be showing up as early as possible on Friday. It's going to take you time to get registered, to get your gear on, to find your bunk, to find your hooch in the jungle if you're Pavin. So if you're showing up Friday, which I don't advise, I advise you showing up Thursday. But if you're showing up Friday, if you must show up Friday, show up as early as possible. We've had guys in the past show up like the minute before the entire company is going to go on patrol, and we waited for them. This year, we're not going to do that. You're just going to miss that patrol. Like, and this year too, as well, we're going to be on the eastern side, possibly on Friday, and you're not catching up to us on that side. You're going to be waiting for us to come back the next morning. So come up Friday. Come up Friday morning, early as possible. Come up Thursday is even better. Wednesday and Tuesday.
Make sure you have your waivers filled out.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jim. I'll put the waiver link in this, you know, in the podcast page as well. Have that signed, because if you do not sign that, we have to charge you a $20 administrative fee, because we have to get that waiver to the insurance owner. So we have to, you know, just sign the fucking waiver. Like, it's just it.
Yeah. Save yourself from the colonel. Just sign the fucking waiver. Have it ready. Yeah. You can hear it and talk if you don't.
Yeah.
And your wallet's going to feel it.
And we're gonna,
then you all.
Yeah. And we're going to charge you $20. It just.
Yeah. The wallet feeling it.
Yes. I mean, the time it took us to rant about this, you could have signed that waiver.
Where's that waiver at, man?
It's on the MSATO website. I will put a link to it at the bottom of this podcast page, along with all the other links.
Easy peasy. Can't be much easier. It's being handed to you.
Yes. Make sure you select Tulcom as the event location.
Almost all the work being done for you.
Yep. It's that easy. That's that easy.
All you got to do is pack up, show up with your gear, and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the, oh my god, the gate that the Lila guys built, you know, the Long Island Living Historian Association, their tower is amazing. It's going to be the first thing you see when you pull up to Tulcom. It's going to be cool. It's the minute you drive into the drive up the driveway, it's 1968 Vietnam.
Yeah.
Except that you're in a space car by 60 standards. But yeah, we'll have like MPs at the gate checking all your paperwork, and then we'll be moving down to the motor pool to park your car, and you'll either get picked up by the Mutt, the Deuce, or the Mule. You can be trucked back with your gear, or you can leave your gear at the staging area and we'll direct it to where you need to go when you check in at the battalion headquarters. We'll talk more about this.
We'll be there with a smile.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we'll talk about all this process during the July episode, the big one that we do every year, which I hope Jim – I know Joe will be here for it, but, Jim, I hope you come out for it too.
Yeah.
It's technically supposed to be bigger than our Christmas episode, but this Christmas episode this year – well, last year's Christmas episode was by far our biggest episode. Wouldn't you say so, Joe?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that the July one this year is going to be bigger than the Vietnam War.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah. Yes.
Walter Cronkite's coming out for it. Walter R. Cronkite's coming out for it.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
I almost choked on my own spit. Sorry.
You know?
Yeah. I heard Bob Hope's coming out for this one.
There you go.
Me too. We're bringing him back, man. So... if that's it, I think this is a nice short and sweet podcast. We're under half an hour, which is like the first time in a while that we've done this. But I think that's all we really need to talk about. We talked about a lot of shit. We said a lot of, you know. What'd you say, Joe?
Maintenance drive for the vehicles.
Maintenance drive for the vehicles. Okay, yeah. So on the website, there's the Sully's M35 Deuce maintenance drive. We have a t-shirt, a mug, a sticker, and a poster. And all those proceeds go to fixing Sully's Deuce.
Then I also assume to be Bay Deuce.
Yeah. And then there's also a poster for sale of the mule that I'll also link to. I'll link both of those in the podcast page. But that goes towards the maintenance of the mule, which is currently down. Sully and I are working on it. She'll be back up for the big event.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing that has to be mentioned too is that, you know, these vehicles are there and you're going to be utilizing them. You're going to be riding them. So, you know, if you want to ride in a cool vehicle, you know, it might help the pony up a little bit, you know, help them out.
Yeah, definitely, man. Even if you put $20, like the mule, like even the mule, the parts aren't like super expensive. Like $20 will buy an oil filter or an air filter, you know.
But then you can jump on that thing knowing that you had something to do with it running, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be carrying your shit from your car.
It's a nice way to give back.
Yeah, it also helps keep the ticket prices down.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a good point, Joe. And you look at us compared to the other events out there, the other Vietnam events out there, and you can say, hey, we're really expensive, but there's a lot that goes behind. Like, I crunch numbers every year, and I try to put down the lowest possible price, knowing what we don't have to pay out of pocket, and what we can do and make an awesome event. I mean, think about it, guys. We've bought, Joe, I think we bought 4 tents this year alone and another 2 or 3 last year. You know, so it adds up. It adds up. And, you know, Junction City, I paid out of pocket the first year, and I said, I can't be doing that every year. So we increased the price, and, you know, it's part of running a business and part of keeping it fair for everybody to, you know, we put the money back. Like, none of us pocket this money. No one's taking a salary. It all goes back into the events.
Yes.
So, I mean, even all the other events, like the Steel Cog, Snake Beater, all those events are contributing towards the experience that we're putting together for Oregon Trail.
Yes. Yeah, so that's a good point to bring up, the connection between them all. All of them make Oregon Trail possible.
Yes. And that's how, you know, that's how we keep the price down. You know, I keep on saying, you know, but like, you look at there's other Milsom events out there, you know, like the Lion Claws and all those guys, they're charging $200 an event. We're still charging half of that. So, yeah.
I don't know. I've been to a bunch of Milsom games, but Broken Arrow is the only one. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Broken Arrow is the only one that actually feeds you in the entire country.
Probably.
You get fed.
And gives you housing.
Meal path at this fucking game. Right?
Yeah. And you're getting housing.
And rides.
Yeah, and vehicle hay rides.
Yeah.
Glorified 1960s era hay ride.
Well, I mean, you got to remember something too. Like some of the games that have helicopters. It's $300 to be a door gunner on a helicopter for an hour.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's still a good deal, is I guess what we're saying.
Yeah.
It's the best deal.
Yeah. I mean, the Vietnam community is weird, though. Like, because you don't want, like, no, if we start charging way too much, then it's like, all right, what are these guys doing? But I see other events out there, like they're like one day events or 24 hours events, and they're still charging $80, and we're charging $100 for what we offer.
Yes.
Oh yeah, $100 for the actual event. That's from Friday or from Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah.
With the option of coming early as Monday. I mean, you're getting three days of immersion for free. essentially.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You could go glamping for $90 a day, right?
Yeah, you could go glamping for $90.
Yeah, but they have trees that give blowjobs. We have a Ferrucci, though.
We got Ferrucci in the yes. in the Port-a-John.
Yeah. There's a glory hole in the Port-a-John.
The glory hole, yeah. The glory hole is actually the part where you sit your ass down on.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's nasty, baby.
Damn. I talked to Ferrucci earlier, and he hasn't listened to the last podcast, so he's behind. So he may not hear this for a while.
That's all right.
Yeah. I know. All right. I mean, if no one else has anything else, I think that's a nice short and sweet podcast. So, Jim, thanks for being on. Say goodbye to everybody.
Hey, thanks for having me, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Joe, say goodbye, and thanks for being on.
Goodbye, and thanks for being on.
All right. And this is Liam. Thanks for listening. And I want everyone to have a good fuck.
If you don't come correct, I'm gonna find you.